Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the week.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
How about October? Geez, we'll be glad to see the back of that.
Oh, I reckon, and we're not quite there yet. US share market's weaker again on Friday night. Dow Jones closed down 1.2%. S&P 500 down 1.7%, the NASDAQ down 2%. Yeah, so it's shaping up to be a pretty negative month. And although there is, I'll talk later on about some, this week could get a little bit interesting. There might be a little ray of sunshine there. But where does Friday's close put us for the month, Mike, and the year? Well, actually, if you look at the US indices and you assume you'd reinvested your dividends, they're actually all still marginally positive, sort of 1.6 of the Dow Jones, 1% for the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ 4.7. But that belies what's actually happened in October so far, which is the Dow down just under 7%, the S&P 500 just under 9%, the NASDAQ 10.9%. So, yeah, it has been a very challenging month. So I was sort of looking at some other numbers. What about the world index? In New Zealand dollars, we're down 8%, but we're back to the levels that we sort of saw in June. So that's still in the positive territory for the month. And if we look at our local index, we started the year on the NZX 50 at 8398. It closed on Friday at 8568. So we are in positive territory there as well. But Mike, look, a lot of markets have given up a lot of their gains, so it is likely to be the worst October we've seen since 2008. But the thing is, Mike, I was looking at this. I think what we're seeing is a return of markets actually moving up and down, and we haven't seen a lot of that since late 2016. But Mike, if you look at the full 10 years since the GFC, 2010, the NZX fell over 10% one stage during the year. 2011, a bigger percentage fall from the intra-year high to the low. 2016 fell around 12% during the year. So, but since 2016, that sort of volatility has been non-existent. So, look, we developed pockets of, I think, sort of pretty rich valuations in the local market. Some of that froth is dissipating, but down 8.7% from highs. That's within the range of volatility that we have seen in previous years. But I would say one thing. If I think from an investor's point of view, we've got reasonable economic fundamentals. Companies with strong balance sheets, exactly, with serviceable level of debts, good business franchises, and sensible management, I still think will be okay.
Dead right. Good people will always do well. What do we make of this third quarter number out of America, given they had 4.2 in the second quarter, 3.5? 3.5 is good by anyone's standards, though, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And this is the irony at the moment, that these economic fundamentals at the moment are underpinning a positive story. And we've talked a lot about how strong the U.S. as market is. And I suppose also what is ironic there is it's that very strength that is leading the Federal Reserve to removing some of the monetary policy accommodation, so increasing the Fed funds rate. Now, there is some commentary that's starting to have a real impact on business, the fact that interest rates are going up. And it's going to, of course, be a continuing source of tension between Trump and the Federal Reserve. But they're just doing what they're mandated to do. So, yeah, 3.5%. Wall Street was looking for 3.3%, so it's above expectations. Just thinking about the components of that growth, though, and that's when it gets quite interesting. Consumer spending was very important. Household spending, strongest it's been since 2014. But and so the trade war is not impinging on that number yet. But if you drill down, that was good. Levels of inventory were very high. That contributed a number, but they only had tepid growth in business investment. So it looks like there's been tax cuts, so people are spending. It looks like businesses stocked up before the tariffs came on board, so we got that. But they are getting a little bit worried about spending money. Unfortunately, this GDP number will lend support to the Fed program of removing that. But just one thing I wanted to quickly put in there, Mike. A lot of companies in the US in October have been in what's called a blackout period. They haven't been able to buy back their own shares. That source of buying has been pretty important this year. So we're expecting that to come back in November, but might have a week or two when that's not evident, but that's starting to ease. So that's a positive factor on the horizon.
Okay, well, stand by. Give me Monday's numbers.
24,688 on the Dow, down 296, 1.2%. S&P 500, 2658. NASDAQ, 7167. The FTSE 100, they lost 64, 6939. The Nikkei, 21184, down 84. Shanghai Composite, not a lot of movement there, down 52598. The ASX 200, relatively unchanged, 5665. And the NZX 50, also little movement on Friday, 8568. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy you 0.6502 US. 0.9199 Aussie, 0.5718 euro, 0.5083 pounds, 72.79 yen. Gold trading at $1,233.53. Brent crude, $77.62.
Fabulous. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow from Andrew from JMI Wealth, Andrew Keller. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.